The North Carolina Board of Elections, which has a Democratic majority, last week voted along party lines against certifying Justice for All as a political party. That means, as of now, progressive academic Cornel West will not be on the ballot for president. Justice for All's state representative, Italo Medelius, says groups aligned with the Democratic Party have engaged in what he calls mafioso tactics to stop his group, as opponents point to questions about the validity of voter petition signatures and the party's purpose. I'm Steve Harrison. Medelius moved to eastern North Carolina from Peru when he was 9, nearly 2 decades ago. He says he worked in blueberry fields when he was a teenager. 2 years ago, he was on the state executive committee of the North Carolina Democratic Party, but he became disillusioned. First, by an effort by state Democrats to block the Green Party from the ballot in 2022. And then earlier this year, when state party chair Anderson Clayton and other Democrats decided against having a competitive primary for president.
This last Christmas, I decided to write a letter to her, and it's still in my drafts. I never sent it because I was just like, you know, I don't think that the Democratic Party can be reformed, so I'm just kind of wasting my time here.
Then he heard about Cornel West's long-shot bid for president. He volunteered to lead the fledgling North Carolina chapter of the Justice for All Party, which is trying to get the activist and Union Theological Seminary professor a place on the ballot. Medelius's biggest task, helping this spring to get signatures from 13,865 state voters who support having Justice for All as a party. Soon after that, he says, Democratic-aligned groups tried to get petition signers to change their mind.
So then we started getting contacted by our people that signed the petition saying like, hey, we have these people that are literally like showing up to our doors. I've never given them, my address, never given them phone numbers, anything. And people are feeling harassed and harangued.
One group opposing Justice for All is the North Carolina Democratic Party. Another is Clear Choice Action PAC. It was formed this year by Pete Kavanaugh, who served as a deputy campaign manager for Biden in 2020. In a letter to the state, Medelius said Clear Choice employed, quote, mafioso tactics against him.
Around this same time, I started getting actual threats to my safety. Like this time, you know, delivered like to my mailbox. There were two letters specifically that didn't have stamps on them. So that's telling me that people are pulling up and putting them in my mailbox. And, you know, it had, you know, a bunch of racist statements and you go back to your country, you're getting Trump elected. And
in response to that, Clear Choice founder Kavanaugh said Justice for All's problems stem from the group relying on third party groups. He said Justice for All, quote, openly admitted they couldn't account for 90% of the petition signatures submitted on their behalf, couldn't say who paid for those signatures to be collected, couldn't say whether those individuals followed state laws or not. Last week, Democratic Elections Board member Siobhan O'Duffy-Millen said Justice for All isn't a true political party, just a vehicle for West to get on the ballot. She said West should be required to run as an independent, which requires roughly 5.5 times as many signatures.
In Colorado, Mr. West is on the ballot as the nominee of the Unity Party. In Utah, though, he's running as an independent. In South Carolina, he'll be on the ballot as the nominee of the United Citizens Party of South Carolina. In Oregon, he's the nominee of the Oregon Progressive Party. In Alaska, he is the nominee of the Aurora Party.
The state board said they attempted to contact 250 people who signed the Justice for All petition. Of the 49 people investigators were able to interview, 18 said they didn't sign, and 3 said they don't remember signing.
I have no confidence that the number of signatures here have been required by statute have been met.
That's Board Chair Alan Hirsch, a Democrat. He and 2 other Democrats voted against certifying Justice for All. 2 Republicans voted yes. Earlier this week, Andy Jackson with the conservative John Locke Foundation told state lawmakers he believes the board treated aspiring political parties differently. He noted that the state board voted to certify the conservative Constitution Party with little fanfare. RFK Jr.'s We the People Party, which also draws support from Republicans, received some scrutiny, but was ultimately approved. And the board, he says,
acted to keep 2 progressive parties, Greens and Justice for All, off the ballot.
Medelia says he's frustrated.
The only thing that I'm doing here is I'm trying to assert my rights. Like, as a United States citizen, I have the right to vote for, you know, who the hell I want to vote for.
He says Justice for All will file a lawsuit against the state board soon. That's what the Green Party did in 2022, and a federal judge ordered them on the ballot. Steve Harrison, WFAE News.